CliffCentral.com. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Just after seven.
That was the greeting you needed.
That was your greeting.
Yes.
All right. I hope you're off to a good start today. Ben is being black mirrored.
I'm being. Yeah, I was going through. I was following up on some invoices yesterday. I was thinking maybe someone emailed me and went to spam. So I was looking through my spam, and there was this email about. It was like dear victim, or something along those lines. And the only reason I saw it was because. I once had a very unique and very disgusting password. I thought no one would ever get this, and this word was like on my subject matter. Like, that's very weird. Who would ever use that word? I open up the email and it's like, I've hacked into your account. I have all your every time you change a password, I know what your password is.
Yeah.
Don't try find me, but I basically have access to all your contacts.
Shit.
Or your personal information, and of course I have access to your search history.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading, this is all very dark. And then it says, so of all the in-time, so they didn't spell intimate right, so that was the first red flag to me. All your in-time websites that you frequent on a frequent basis.
Oh.
And then it goes on to say, I can't believe some people find this kind of stuff interesting. It's very sensitive. I'm sure
they know what you're doing, but they're also judgy about it.
Yeah, so judgy. So it started to sound very generic when it said, of all the times, the many times that you access these dodgy sites. And I was thinking, look, the only things I access on a frequent basis is the sport websites for the morning sport, right? Yeah. Sure, like any other guy, I've gone into porn sites, I've clicked links people have sent me, but I'm nothing overly nefarious here.
Yeah.
And there's like the frequency that. The sheer amount of traffic that I'm giving these dodgy sites. So that sounds like bullshit. But then it goes on to say, if you want to prevent this sensitive information being shared to your contacts, I have footage of you looking at these sites. I was thinking, you just watched Black Mirror.
What is going on? Yeah.
And this email goes on and on about the fact that this will be released and all my devices will be locked because they have access to all my devices and all my profiles. So unless I pay it was a very specific number, like $860 into Bitcoin, just this account.
Yeah.
Then if I don't do that within 48 hours, then all my accounts will be locked and basically I will be blackmailed. And my dodgy ways will be shown to the whole world.
We just deleted. I mean, this has happened to three other people I know and they've all just ignored it.
And nothing happened after those 48 hours.
They're trying to Malusigigaba you, basically.
Someone's trying to Malusigigaba me.
Mm.
Which is rough. But then again, like, pick the wrong dude. Really. I live a very boring life. And I admit to everyone of my faults right here. I am an open book.
Funniest thing in the universe is...
So
No. Ben tells me that there's some chick who we know. We know her quite well. She's got a Tinder profile, right?
Ben, you're having a
listen
great
to this.
Week.
This is terrific. This doesn't happen to normal people. This only happens to Ben. First of all, they try to Malusigigaba him. Then this girl who I mean, she's a really sweet, lovely girl. I didn't know she was on Tinder. Not that there's anything wrong with Tinder. I'm not judgy about that at all. That's where people find their boyfriends and girlfriends.
True.
Anyway, she's on Tinder. She's looking for a guy. She's advertising. She's basically got a nice profile. It's a nice picture of her. But Ben's in the picture. Ben's in the back of the picture. They're in a car together, and Ben is standing or sitting behind her in the car. He's on this girl's Tinder profile. She's cock-blocking herself. Someone explain this to me. How did you even find out about this?
Oh, no.
Someone sent it to you?
It's all part of the dark web, Gareth. It's part of the dark web.
Did someone send it to you and say, hey, Ben, what are you doing in the background of this girl's picture? Why would she have you in her Tinder picture? Man. I don't understand. Very, very odd. So guys are going and swiping. Which way left is you like them, right?
I just think I'd be the worst person ever. I've never been on Tinder. My face isn't on Tinder.
But well,
evidently
now.
It is. If you get screenshots.
It's going to help anybody, really.
Maybe she, I don't know.
Did one of your friends take a screenshot and go, hey, Ben, what are you doing here?
Gareth, I'm just trying to mind my own business in life, really. Just carry on.
And then you get screenshots like this sent to you.
I got people trying to Malusigigaba me and
others. It's sort of like those people on another social media who put you in their profile picture. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, if it's like a group photo.
Like maybe you're in their WhatsApp profile picture, or maybe you're on their Instagram profile picture, but you're not front and center. Maybe you are. I don't know.
Mm.
But they have you. I hate that. When you go into someone's Facebook profile, for example, and you can't tell which one they are because there are three people in their profile picture. But
now social media accounts should ban this.
Why?
Because it's disingenuous, especially if you're looking to, especially on like pickup sites. You go, which one's you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in this case, definitely not me. But either way, if it's like three of you...
Do you know what I've realized on that?
Ben is in someone else's Tinder profile picture.
Maybe it's boosting her profile. Maybe she thinks an association with you will bode her well.
Jeepers, that is a stretch.
Aye, Ben, you never know.
It's so great. Essentially, she's busy looking for some kind of interest. But then she's got him in her... That's bound to put a lot of guys off.
Would you have preferred that she crop you out?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh. That was easy to answer. Never mind then.
Sorry,
it's a nice picture of her. Yeah, she looks good in it.
And I'm no Dr. Phil, but that's exactly why she chose it.
Probably.
Well, obviously.
Are you the type of person who, if you take a group picture, don't care about how everyone else looks? If you look good, you'll post it up.
I know you are. That's you. Because I've seen you post pictures where half the people's eyes aren't even open, but you look fabulous. And then it's
some people
the great
are yawning.
Picture.
Like, oh, wow.
Sia look like Sia, gargoyles.
Sia looks like a movie star, but everyone else is like hunchbacked and
picking their nose.
Sweaty and.
Like, I don't care. I look good. That's the most important.
That's great. Oh, wow.
Oh, Ben, interesting times in there. Life of Ben Kopinski.
Yeah.
Always good.
And I'm the most sort of non-social person. I don't stick
then
to myself.
Then you get emails like this. That changes the script, doesn't it?
All right. Well, we've got Romy Titus popping in after 8 o'clock this morning. I like Romy. She's one of the few female journalists in South Africa who follow the sports beat. She specializes in football, tracking the Premier Soccer League, as well as National First Division. And her career spans almost 2 decades. We're going to talk to her a little later on. We've got Robin Scher from Lifestyle Home and Garden popping by to tell us, I know that it sounds like it's too soon, but if you don't think about this stuff now, you're going to be in trouble. Christmas coming around the corner. You need that Christmas tree. You're going to need all those decorations. They can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. I'll tell you about that in a while. Sia brought my attention to Dr. Phil. I never watched Dr. Phil. What channel is he even on? I mean, like, where can you get Dr. Phil? You get him online, right?
Online in South Africa. Dr. Phil used to be on SABC 2. I'm not sure if he still even airs now in South Africa. But America, he's killing
huge.
It in terms of ratings.
And his team, his producers, are working overtime to find freaks.
They
found this black girl who identifies with whites. She hates black people and calls herself white. But she's black. I mean... It's almost like that...
Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal. Mm-hmm. Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
It's a white woman who identified as being black. This is where people just... You have to come to terms with reality. You have a biological being that you cannot eschew. If you're born black, you're black. If you're born white, you're white. If you're born male, you're male. If you're born female, you're female. It's very hard to change that. In some people's opinion, you can change it. In some people's opinion, biology doesn't matter. But clearly they're crazy, because listen to this woman.
Right. I want to introduce you to someone, Spirit, a life coach and therapist from Atlanta. As a life coach and as a very accomplished and successful African-American woman, what are you hearing and what do you have to say to this young woman?
Well, you know, I think if you get caught up in the very extreme things that she's talking about, then you miss the tragedy of her story, Dr. Phil. And the tragedy is, unfortunately, Mom, you didn't intend to. And I actually heard you say, well, what I told her about who she was and then told her the truth later on, well, nobody was going to get hurt. Unfortunately, somebody did, the most important person, and that was your daughter. You lied to her about who she was, and then when you told her that she was something else, it caused a complete identity crisis. So we have issues around culture, we have issues around class, we have issues around racial identity, and we have issues around self-esteem. It's not that she hates black people. It's that she hates herself and she wants her own life back.
By the way, she's laughing, this young lady. She's laughing. She's
16 years old.
Yeah, she's 16 and she doesn't identify as black. It's very good.
Well, I couldn't agree more, which is why I ask you, what is it that you're so upset with yourself about? Why are you so angry?
I don't take hood rat serious at all. So I'm not going to even pay her any mind.
She just called Spirit a hood rat.
Spirit the life coach.
She called Spirit, how dare she? I mean, Spirit seems like a very sweet woman. She just called her a hood rat. Unbelievable.
If I've been white since the day I've been born, then I'm still white now. And I will be white every day I wake up. Most definitely. There's nothing out here that can change my opinion. Not some hood rat telling me you don't know what you're talking about or not you,
not
Dr. Phil. No.
Do you think that it is becoming to you to refer to this very fine, well-educated woman that flew halfway across the country to reach out to you, to refer to her as a hood rat? Do you think that's becoming to you?
Right.
Well, I don't know why she would try
to... Do you think that's flattering to you to do that? Do you think
I'm just telling the truth. I'm not lying.
Well, I didn't want to ask you.
I feel like it's becoming of me to tell the truth. So, yes.
I think at this point it's really important for us to deal with facts. And so, Treasure, I think exposure is important. And so I would absolutely invite you to come and shadow me in Atlanta so that you could actually meet and understand what amazing black women look like.
So
that you can learn your black girl.
She's like saying no thank you before her offer has even expired.
Oh, she's polite, but nothing else.
Treasure, that's her name. Continues on to say that I know I'm Caucasian because when I wake up in the morning, I have such a great life. My hair is so perfect, my skin is not ugly, and I'm not fat, which is also a really African American thing. So, like, I'm just nowhere near like them.
I've seen a lot of African American women with great hair, great skin, and they're not fat.
This is just bizarre. This is, by the way, after Dr. Phil was one who brought us Kashmir Aside. How about
that's right,
girl?
Dr. Phil's got to stop doing this.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, you have to stop doing this to us, showing us these freaks of nature.
I mean, do they even deserve airtime at this point? With no judgment at all, it's just... What are you saying, honey? What we're saying right in front of us and what you're saying just doesn't match up at all. Come on now.
Well, she doesn't... You see, this is the problem. Like, living now, this identifies as is just ridiculous. It means that you can identify as an attack helicopter and people have to accept it. You are what you are. There are some biological truths and you're just not going to get rid of those. So here's the mother talking about how upset she is.
A lot of fears. Part of my fears with my daughter Treasure is fear of the unknown. I feel like I don't know where things are headed.
My views on African Americans will not be a problem in the future for me. And as long as I have a mouth, I most definitely will express my opinions.
My fear with my sister and her crazy views is that she's gonna say the wrong thing to the wrong person.
My worst fear is that my daughter Treasure will put on a white sheet and join the Ku Klux Klan.
If my mom is afraid that I might join the Ku Klux Klan, the only thing that she needs to know is I may just do it if they offer me a hood.
She wants to join the KKK. This is insane. This is insane.
Okay, Teresa.
What is it that's caused you to have such self-loathing?
I've just got to say, this Dr. Phil is just awful. He is the most awful human being. You know, in the back of his head right now, he's going ratings, 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 ratings.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going, let me help Treasure. Treasure, I want to ask you from the bottom of my heart. You know, he's trying to be all empathetic, trying to win the audience over. Audience going, oh, Dr. Phil, you're such a caring guy. He's not caring. He's just put this woman on national television to humiliate her and to make another ratings bonanza out of her craziness. Right? Dr. Phil, asking like he really cares. Listen to how long he takes to get to his question. He's really thinking about her.
Caused you to have such self-loathing and self-hatred that you're so rejecting of who you are. You project it onto others, but you're clearly describing yourself when you say that. And I'm just wondering,
that's funny.
What is it, what have you done that's made yourself so upset with you?
What a terrible, terrible turn of phrase. Dr. Phil, your questions are very unlettered and long. Oh, work on your English, Dr. Phil. We'll work on our psychology, thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't have any problems with myself. I honestly think that God made one perfect person, it's me. And I mean, I don't have any issues with myself necessarily. I feel like black people should just be put in a different place. Let's say that, because I'm not going to say anything too extreme, because I know they're around and they get all angry and stuff. And black people are very chaotic.
Jesus.
They
are here, and they might get a little chaotic and angry. They usually get like that, she says.
Let's take that out of it. Let's take that out of the conversation for a minute. Let's just completely forget about race and African Americans. Let's forget about that completely.
That's hard for me to do.
Well, but let's try it. You said you're very intelligent and that you're the perfect person, so I'm sure you can achieve whatever you set out to do.
All right.
So I'm curious how you define empathy.
I don't have any. I feel like if you have empathy, then you have sympathy for someone. You know, like if I see a homeless person on the street and I give him a dollar, then I have empathy for him. I feel like, oh, wow, he's homeless. But honestly, for me, if I gave a homeless person a dollar, I would take it back just because I would like to see the sadness on his face of me, you know, tricking him, thinking I'm going to give him money.
What a horrible person.
Now you're twisted.
But now it just sounds like this is a stage. It's like WWE.
You think it's made up?
Yeah.
You think Treasure's probably a perfectly normal, well-adjusted
girl? What Dr. Phil and his team are going to do is they've got to have levels where there's still some element of human.
Okay.
No one's going to say that. I mean, that just sounds vindictive.
Well, there she is. I just thought that was interesting. You know, we wanted so desperately to get Rachel Dolezal in here. She never could make it. Remember she came to South Africa to promote her book. Did anyone go to that book launch?
Well, no, she came to speak on race relations. Yeah, was it racial integration?
I don't even think the cast of Frankly Speaking went to that book launch.
Frankly Speaking.
Shame, that's a blast from the past. All right, 22 after 7. Like to hear from you. 0861-555-189 if you want to call us. If you want to message us, 0797482090. What else is going on?
Well, you see, there's been long beef. We talked about beef earlier in the show with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Don't like each other.
Because you're involved in the rat game, Ben.
Yeah, mostly. 50 Cent and Ja Rule. You know, they've never liked each other.
Yeah.
So 50 Cent, I mean, Ja Rule's like...
I love this story. I heard about this.
Ja Rule's like 4'0".
Yeah.
So, and, I mean, how anyone can have beef with him?
Isn't Ja Rule kind of out of the business anyway? He hasn't had a hit in years.
Of course he is. I mean, like, he was hoping for J-Lo to do a duet, and she's like, bitch, please, I'm out of this. Oh. So 50 Cent allegedly, I mean, never take these stories overly seriously, but I just think the story is really funny, is that Ja Rule's doing this concert on the 9th of November.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the ticket's like really cheap, like $15 for a ticket.
Well, it's because it's Ja Rule. No one wants to go and see him anymore.
So 50 Cent, as the story goes, he found a Groupon, which makes the story even worse for Ja Rule. And he bought 200 tickets via the Groupon so that the first three rows of his concert are going to be empty when he comes out on stage. And he's flaunting this online, saying that he's done this.
That's so humiliating. You know, I really like 50 Cent, but I can so see how he got shot 9 times.
Oh,
he's a son of a bitch.
For pulling stunts like this.
He's
a
total son of a bitch.
Such a dick move. It's so funny.
It's great, though. Isn't that fantastic?
Ja Rule's response was that he just loves the fact that he gets under 50 Cent's skin.
Well, I would say the opposite's true here. It's your concert that's going to be ruined.
But at least he's still getting the money. But it is very petty to pull a stunt like this.
I like beef. Beef is funny.
Horribly petty. I feel bad for these 90s artists, though, because another blast from the past is Ashanti. Do you remember her?
Yeah, of course.
R&B artist from way back in the 90s. She had to cancel a concert like a few weeks ago.
Why, no one would go?
Only 24 tickets were sold.
24?
See, but if she had beef, she could have sold 224.
At least someone would have bought the tickets.
What was her biggest song?
Ashanti.
She actually used to perform.
With Ja Rule.
With Ja Rule, yes.
She could have been on the same concert.
And then Ja Rule came on, baby, I'm not always there when you call. On time.
That's good.
Yes, that one.
How many 24 people want to hear this?
All right, so She and Ja Rule are definitely the losers of rap at the moment, right?
Be there.
You're right. That's exactly what he sounds like in this song. Shame Ashanti, only 24 tickets. I mean, there are Afrikaans singers in Bethel who've sold bigger venues than that. Sure. That's terrible. How humiliating.
And that's dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Double margins.
Oh, shit.
I just got to hear Ja Rule. Hang on. Shame. I feel bad for them. You know, it's got to be hard when you're a rapper and you end up just falling off the edge like that. Once you were so cool, now the only time you make the news is when 50 Cent trolls you and buys the first three rows of your show so that they end up empty.
But I think it goes to anyone who's doing anything to know when your time is up.
Yeah, exactly.
To leave when you're on top, to just...
Yeah, do something else.
Yeah.
He's creative, he's talented. He probably has a...
He would have made money, huh? Like, yeah. Made proper money from that.
Of course he would have.
He was a big deal in the 90s.
Well, he did go to prison.
And here's the other thing, is you've got to eventually end up in a situation where you aren't craving that attention. A lot of the people who go into music, they crave attention.
Mm.
Right? And they're very talented people, and they deserve to be there and all that stuff, but they crave that love. They need that audience just to love them. Sometime in your life, you've got to realize, I've got a bank full of money. I have a great life. It's time for me to let go of the attention need and to fill that need with something else. Go into business, build something, give to charity, dedicate yourself to a new cause, maybe make an alliance with someone else and do something different, do something new. If you're in your... How old's Ja Rule now? Must be in his 50s.
Yeah,
I mean,
40s.
40s, 50s.
I'm going to guess 42.
It's time to do something new, dude. Still doing the rap concerts. I
42.
Mean, well done, Ben. Look
guess.
At you.
It's amazing. I don't know.
Today's a good day for Ben to go to the casino. Huh? What do you think?
Not a bad... No, not a good week, though, in his life.
Just, he's got to find something new to make his world complete.
Mm.
Maybe this is the time he needs to dedicate himself to his family. You know? Take the kids to school.
Yeah, he's got three kids.
Yeah, there we go.
Jeffrey, Brittany, and Jordan.
I was not expecting that.
Take them to school. Take them to school. Go to their sports matches. Be that kind of dad. And then when people at the school, because there'll be a lot of other parents who will recognize him because they're from his generation, they'll go, wow, Ja Rule's such a good dad. And then we'll hear about how great a dad he is.
That's why you have kids, right? Because you want to be a dad.
Oh.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because you've got so many.
Wow, you and the parenting advice.
No, but okay, so if you go onto Ja Rule's Instagram page,
yeah.
His bio is, I refuse to die until history records my greatness.
Oh, that's a problem. What greatness?
But you passed your prime, so now you just literally are... Hey, you went skydiving the other day.
The greatness of confusing us all, Ja Rule.
Best lifing. Although he looks like he's also trolling 50 Cent. I mean, if you look at his pictures, he's...
Okay.
Oh.
Ja Rule posted a picture of 50 Cent looking like a woman on his Instagram account.
He's looking like a woman / Mark Wahlberg.
So great. Oh, that's so bad.
All right, what else is going on? We can't stick in this for... All day we'll talk about Ja Rule. It never gets tired.
I've got to follow this guy's Instagram account. He's trolling 50 Cent. Big time.
Lest we forget, these are two grown adults, perhaps.
No.
Well, the JMPD here in Johannesburg is really just showing.
What are you finding, Ben? Explain to us what you see.
He's got a picture of 50 Cent with what looks to be a trans individual. I'm not sure which way it's going, but then, so he's captioned it. Damn. I guess the cat's out of the bag. Fuck it, get the strap on. And he's then photoshopped strap ons into a holster that 50 Cent's got. And then this other guy's got a pink strap on in the front. This is hilarious.
Oh, that's great. All right, sorry. See, where were we? JMPD? What?
The JMPD is trying to send out a sign to anyone who thinks they can get past the law by releasing their stats over the past couple of months in Johannesburg. Yes, as we are in trouble here.
Tell me.
Over the past couple of months, there have been 430 arrests in Sandton alone for people who are driving under the influence. And the numbers are actually scary.
That's a lot.
As we look over, yeah, just in Sandton alone. And if you look over Johannesburg as a whole, the likes of 258 people have been arrested in Soweto. In the inner city and the CBD, 343. In Midrand, 130 people. And in Randburg, 310. So if we go into the west of Johannesburg, 147 people have been arrested in Roodepoort. Sure. This is just tracking over the months July to September of 2018, and they broke it down, looking at their numbers. This is quite something. Over the past 3 months, a total of 2,038 motorists were caught of the offense of driving while drunk. Which speaks a lot to the fact that we still aren't moving to the point where we make better decisions. Like, they're Ubers of the world. They are just getting a designated driver when you go out. This is ridiculous. Also, in the past 3 month period, 670 vehicles were impounded through operations for detecting unroadworthy vehicles.
Basically, we shouldn't be allowed to drive in Gauteng. We all sound like we're completely delinquent. Huh?
Why aren't we really getting this? At least the hijacking numbers look, well, touch on wood, they don't look as bad. So hijacking, for example, in Soweto, there were only 3 hijacking or robbery cases actually listed. I'm misinterpreting this wrong. 3 hijacking or robbery vehicles were actually arrested. These were arrests made in Soweto over the past 3 months.
What so you're telling... Let me just paraphrase this. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we have a major problem following the rules.
In conclusion, yes.
Gauteng drivers cannot behave. And you know, you can complain about the Metro Police all you like, and you can say, oh, well, you know that they're basically on the hunt for fines at the moment, so they can get some Christmas bonuses. But the fact is, we really can't drive in Gauteng, and you don't have to take my word for it. If you are on the roads, you know that this is true. It's the Wild West out there, man. You know what I'm talking about.
430 drivers arrested in Sandton alone over the past 3 months.
Look who's here. It's Robin.
Oh,
she has Christmas things.
Yes, she has. She's brought Christmas things. Isn't that nice?
Oh. Still my flaming heart.
Oh. The size of this mouse.
So sweet. Hey, how are you, Robin? You good?
Robin, is this mouse
good
made
morning.
Out of...
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
Can you plant this mouse?
And just before we kick things off, I'd like to make a note on Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Week in, week out, she always has an outfit coordinated to our topic.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, we spoke about fruit. She had a lemon on her t-shirt. Today, we're speaking about Christmas. Mm-hmm. She's decked out in red, white, and blue.
It
is the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, so today, and first of all, I want to apologize. That palm tree that was barely hanging on by a thread, Jane has eventually killed it. And I was so upset yesterday, I almost went out and bought another palm tree just so that you wouldn't have to see that one in its terrible condition.
Oh, no. But it doesn't look good, Gareth.
It's through no fault of yours or mine, I assure you. Jane just did not love it. I don't think she either over or underwatered it, but the poor thing just was never meant to make it.
No, I don't think so. But at least we're learning in the process.
Well, look
and
at the
some
studio.
Plants look very good.
Look at the studio. Look at my office. You've seen my office plants.
Yes, I've seen yours. They look fabulous.
Oh, I'm afraid the ones that we put in... Maybe there's a toxic environment because of Dory and Sia and Greg and...
No.
Sia, is it you? Have you been looking after the palm?
Technically, I'm here for 3 hours a day and we're still... These are fine in studio, so...
Okay, yeah. So maybe it's not Sia.
I'm passing the buck here.
So look, a lot of people are nervous because when you start talking about Christmas and it's still October, they think it's too soon. But the fact is, for a lot of people, planning for Christmas is a bit of a pain because there's so much to think about. It feels like a responsibility. You have to get the tree, you have to get the decorations. It's hard.
Yes, it is hard when you initially think about it. But I guess the biggest thing is find a place that has everything and you can do it all at once with tons of inspiration. And I'm here to tell you today that that place is Lifestyle Home Garden.
I hoped you would say that because that's what I've been telling people you were going to say all morning.
Oh, good.
But you guys do. You have decorations, you have the trees, you have the little ornaments you could put around the house. You have all the Christmas stuff, one stop, and you can get everything.
Absolutely. So we have from the trees a huge range of trees. Today we've actually brought you guys a present. Ooh. And we have brought you a black Christmas tree.
Wow.
So we sell black, white and green. We also sell Christmas trees with pine cones. We sell 3 meter trees, 5 meter trees. We sell tabletop trees if you just want a little one. We even sell very modern black, like just with, you know, a few hooks so you can be very simple and mod if that's what you want.
Sure.
But today we've brought you a black Christmas tree because this year we have a lot of colorful, fun themes that we are encouraging people to experiment with. And we thought that a beautiful black Christmas tree would just work so well in your studio. So that's a gift for us. And then you can obviously decorate it just as you want. People have really been fascinated with that because I think it's something a bit unusual and different.
It's very cool. We used to have a horrible plastic tree in the studio. Remember before you guys came? And yes. Every year, Sia would do his best to try and decorate it. And it was horrible.
Belief was its name.
Belief, yes. Yeah. And we really tried with Belief, but it never really worked. It didn't have that Christmas feel. It looked a bit sad. So I'm thrilled that you're bringing us a Christmas tree. But can we just talk about the actual Christmas tree for a little bit? Is it a fir or a pine or some kind of conifer?
So there is a real Christmas tree, the tree that people often like in America and overseas, you can get a real Christmas tree. But unfortunately, we don't actually sell them here. People do like conifers because they create that same look. And we do have some other real trees that obviously have the same similar resemblance. But we actually sell the artificial Christmas trees that can last you for a lifetime.
That's much better.
Yes.
I mean, my parents used to, God bless them, they would cut down a Christmas tree every year.
Wow.
It's cruel because the tree is not going to make it. It looks great for a month and then it dies.
And then it's done.
You have to throw it away. But they've eventually gone to artificial trees. We used to have this huge, like easily 5 meter high tree.
Wow.
Inside the
real
house.
A real?
It. Yeah, yeah. And
oh,
it would smell. And it would smell amazing, right? Because it was this conifer sort of, it almost has like a gum in it. And it would smell like Christmas. And that's the one thing I miss about the artificial trees, because I also have an artificial one. They now put an artificial one in. I mean, it's a nice looking tree. You get some very nice ones.
Yes, you do. You can get some that even look real. They have like very, very real looking leaves with a little bit of brown, more, you know, authentic kind of look if you want something that looks like
that.
Okay. Yes. So
the only thing I miss is the smell of the artificial ones.
You just made me want to have a real one. I know we're meant to save the environment, but there's something about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was always a special part of Christmas. And I think for most kids, if you don't have a Christmas tree, it's horrible.
Yes, and I think that's the thing that we also try and encourage with our Christmas. This year we have 5 themes, and the way we set it out in our store is that we actually create like themes and settings within like a color scheme. We put ornaments and all, you know, table decorations that go within that theme. So you can come, you can get inspiration, you can choose the colors you love. Especially in our environment, we find that it's a family type of shopping environment. So family comes and come and spend the whole day.
What I've always liked about you guys is that you go overseas, you go in the least Christmassy time of the year, and you go to scout the best places in Europe to go and find awesome stuff that no one else has.
Yes, that's correct. So our Christmas decor is completely unique in South Africa. There's no one else that has the same Christmas decor as us. And we spend like 3 to 4 days in a showroom all day, just literally sourcing, choosing our themes, choosing our colors, picking what we feel our customers will love. We find very unique ornaments.
What do you got there?
So you can see this beautiful gold deer.
Oh, that is so
cool.
Look
at this hanging ornament.
Oh, wow. It's a gold deer.
Look at this bauble.
Okay, now we're talking.
It is full of pink and blue and gold glitter, teeny little balls and sequins on a big bauble. How beautiful.
Do you know what I actually love about what you bring us, Robin? Is that like you are bringing new trends that aren't the typical snow or things that we've never been able to relate to as
ordinary
South Africans.
Tinsel. Okay, but there's a gay pink bunny. Let's have a look at that and see if you like him.
Oh, yeah. That's already perfect.
So this year we have a theme that's called Christmas Theatre, and it's really out there. It's so extravagant and beautiful. And we have these adorable nutcrackers. There's a cat and there's a rabbit, and they're all full of bright colors. They make wonderful gifts and obviously also wonderful additions to your table decor or your festive feeling around your house.
So cute.
So I think that's one of the biggest things with us, is that we try and source unique things that people can come with their family, bring their kids. You can choose all unique decor. You can choose different color baubles, the themes you want, and just really build your own like festive spirit at home. Every year you can buy another unique little ornament for your tree. People have been loving these angels.
Oh, wow. Fluffy angel.
They also hang. And so every year you can buy something special.
That's
every
so cool.
year you can choose new colors. And you can really just use this time to express yourself and to, you know, have some creative fun with your family.
In other words, and I don't mean to be mean to these people, but don't go to the 5 Rand shop and buy the shit that you get there, because it's going to look like a sad Christmas. You need to get to Lifestyle and get some of this stuff, because it's just so unique.
Exactly.
Very, very cool.
I thought Sia would love this. This is a star for a tree, and look at how these sequins change color. If you want gold,
it's gold and metallic silver.
Look at how it appeals to Sia.
That's the Christmas fidget spinner that everyone needs.
He told me once he just loves everything shiny, so I thought he would love this.
Bedazzle anything and I'm your friend.
Like, he's like a crow. All right, so tell me, that these trees, you get 3 meter and 5 meter trees.
Yes, and 1.8, which is the standard, and then we also have tabletop trees. So if you want a little one for an office or on your desk, you don't have so much space, then you can still have a Christmas tree, because there are smaller sizes as well.
And you can get everything else you need at the same time. So all the table stuff, all the decor around the house, the tree, the decorations for the tree.
And also lights. We have a huge Christmas light section. So I bought you these adorable Santas. This is a little string light. Can you see the Santa face?
Wow, I am becoming more and more like a child the more things you show us.
You see, look at these lights. So we have a huge light box. We have cluster lights, string lights, balcony lights, different meters, different colors. So whatever type of tree you have, whatever type of decorations you want to make, we literally have about 100 different types of lights available. And we also have little Christmas trees like that.
These ones are clever, because they've actually got a battery attached, so you don't have to connect it to the power. You just have batteries in there.
So we have some that are battery powered, and we have some obviously that you can plug in. We have for outdoor and indoor, so obviously depending if you want to light up a tree outside or inside, the range is just amazing. So you can basically come and find anything that you need to create that nice festive family time, holiday spirit.
Do you know what they call these string lights in German, Sia?
No, I won't even try.
Lichterketten.
Oh, wow.
And you know what they call
Lichterketten?
Lichterketten. Chain.
Ah, lights chain.
Guirlande électrique.
Something electricity.
Well, it's the same thing. It's string lights.
Is that in French?
Guirlande luminosa.
Illuminate.
You see, we're teaching you different languages at the same time. How cool is that?
We'll make something happen. I dare anyone to get any of these and try to be miserable around this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the other thing I wanted to show you is we have these beautiful nutcracker music boxes. So if you'll just let me wind it up.
Sure. That's so cool.
Can you see it marching?
That's so fantastic.
I've never seen Sia this happy in studio.
It is the most wonderful time ever.
That's fantastic.
This is just adorable, and it makes a beautiful gift at this time of year as well.
We'll post these up on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it. We'll hold, instead of a picture of all of us this morning, we'll label each of these with one of our names and put them up on Instagram.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think this could be Ben.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Ben is the deer.
Glitter nose reindeer.
Glitter nose reindeer. pretty fancy hoofs as well.
Yes, that's okay. You.
I'm just very much in the Christmas spirit all of a sudden, and I'm not just saying that either because I do love this time of year. But these are so pretty. I went to New York 2 weeks ago, and they have Christmas shops. Yes. Where they sell a lot of stuff that's similar to this. And it just made me feel like in South Africa, we don't really have the choice. And then when I saw your stuff, I thought, we do.
We do. Makes we do. Happy. So come visit us. We put a lot of effort into our displays and we put a lot of effort into what we buy, all the exclusive lines, real unique things that you can keep forever and, you know, gift to special people at this time and just create that real festive spirit in your home.
And you know what? Rather than buying everybody lavish, expensive things that they probably won't use, give them a nice decoration that they can put on the tree every year.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice and sentimental.
Or even a pretty table decoration that they can take home with them. That's a nice
So a lot of customers walk around and they look for one unique piece. And then every year they, you know, buy for their sister or whoever's hosting the Christmas, you buy them a beautiful one ornament or a hanging decoration for their tree. And it's something they can keep forever and remember every year at this time. So that's really a good idea.
Well, we know which one is Sia, the pink bunny.
Yeah, it's like a sparkly gold bow tie, a pink blazer on. Oh, lest we forget the cane as well. The bunny's rocking.
And obviously the glitter socks that just make the whole outfit.
Oh, yes. That's me.
Well, Robin, this is awesome. We will be celebrating, obviously, towards the end of the year, and we will come and check out what's going on at Lifestyle. But in the meantime, thank you for an amazing year so far. And we've enjoyed every minute of having you in here. You've taught us so much about how we can get our own gardens and our own houses looking so much better. And who doesn't want to live in a nice environment? Who doesn't want to have a beautiful space around them? Who doesn't want to fill it with lovely things? And that's exactly what you do. You come in and you fill our space with lovely things.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful to chat to you guys. I've learned so much. And I think, just wishing everyone like a wonderful holiday and festive season and all that. I think we all need rest after this year.
Sure.
Just have a great time. And next year, we'll be back with more gardening tips.
Yay.
We'll be back with more beautiful things and how to make your home beautiful, like Gareth said.
I love it. Thank you so much. There's Robin Scher, everybody. Lifestyle Home and Garden. Coming up in a little while, we'll check in with Romy Titus, find out all about what she's up to at the moment, and talk a little bit about her incredible career. So you've got a busy Tuesday morning with us. CliffCentral.com. Now, I don't know if you know much about this. A lot of people talking about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
A Star's Born is their new movie.
Yeah.
It's a remake.
Okay.
And it's getting great buzz. Not only just for Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's acting, but also the music.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Bradley Cooper could sing or play the guitar.
Yeah, and this is him singing genuinely.
Uh-huh.
Lady Gaga, obviously, we know can sing. But there's so many cool things about the movie. Like their performances are all live and real. They actually filmed a bit of it last year at Glastonbury Festival. Mm. And because like they couldn't reveal too much about the movie, they had to sneak Bradley Cooper on between sets. And the crowd was so confused because they saw Bradley Cooper walk on stage with a guitar and they didn't even plug him into the sound system, because if they plug him into the sound system, music of the movie will get released beforehand.
Uh-huh.
So Bradley just stood in front of the massive festival crowd singing away, but it was all recording for
the
movie.
He's lucky he didn't get fruit thrown at him.
Like, we can't hear you. Fix your sound. Getting heckless.
Can I just say at this point that I hate Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
How is it possible? How is it possible that someone can be that good looking, have that kind of movie career, and be able to sing and play the guitar? That makes me very, very unhappy.
Oh, there's so many more reasons. Do you know he actually lives with his mother?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really?
No, like he in his mansion, devoted a wing to his mother. He says, I love my mother so much. And that's why he bagged a model, because certain people love that.
Certain people. I think it's kind of creepy if you're living with your mother in your 40s.
Isn't it endearing? Like, he's so sweet to the fact that he moved his mother in with him.
All right. Do you think it's sweet? I think it's a bit odd. But there we go. There's one. At least there's a character flaw. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Sia. You've provided me with a character flaw. Listen to this. Here's Bradley Cooper with Lady Gaga. Star Is Born. That's called Shallow. That's Bradley Cooper with Lady Gaga. Isn't that nice, huh?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Yes. Very good. All right. Let's do the unnews, shall we?
Hang on.
Okay, well, fine. By the way, I mentioned this book yesterday when we were talking to the Gadget Girl, and a lot of people were asking about it, so I'll repeat it again. It's a book by a guy called Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. It's called The Coddling of the American Mind, How Good Intentions and Bad Ideas Are Setting Up a Generation for Failure, if you want to read about that. It's basically about three great untruths. Do you know what those three great untruths are?
Go ahead.
And how those three great untruths, which I'll tell you about in a second, contradict basic psychological principles about well-being, as well as ancient wisdom from many cultures. And yet they have become increasingly woven into education, culminating in a stifling culture of safetyism, something Ben's spoken about before, that began on American college campuses and is spreading throughout academic institutions in the English-speaking world. The three big untruths. Number one, what doesn't kill you makes you weaker. Actually, that's not true. Number two, always trust your feelings. No, don't.
No, that's stupid.
Number three, life is a battle between good and evil people. Also not true. Most people are not evil or good. Most people are somewhere in between, and they have aspects of both in them. So pay attention to these things, and you can find out more by reading Jonathan Haidt's book. He's co-written that with a guy called Greg Lukianoff. You can find it on good bookstores online. Get the downloadable ebook version, or you can get the audio version. Coddling of the American Mind. There
and
we go.
And then just something we touched on briefly yesterday, and an update. Former President F.W. de Klerk has been discharged from hospital.
Oh, okay. He's in good nick.
Yeah.
That's excellent news.
His foundation confirmed yesterday after the show. And they said that both he and Mrs. de Klerk would like to express their sincere thanks for all the good wishes.
Right.
So good for him.
Sir Echelon says, hey guys, do you remember when Ja Rule hosted a Fire Beach festival that failed?
Oh, that was so bad.
I recall it was meant to be an exclusive event for rich people, but it ended up looking like a refugee camp.
It was, and they all had to queue for like a bottle of water, and then there was a hurricane, and it was terrible.
I think he actually went to prison for tax. Which would explain a lot.
Okay. Quentin says, hey, Ben, it's been doing the rounds. 13 contacts, you're a bad porn watcher, you. Also got one of these a while ago. A net service got hacked and they got a bot contacting email addresses with passwords hacked. So that's what's happened to you, Ben.
Can you hold anyone accountable?
Porn watcher.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, geez.
Mr. Schmangels says, I saw the video. Why did Malusi apologize? That guy should be proud, man. He might be a Gupta ass licker, but in my eyes, he is King Ding-a-ling. He might just get a job at Pornhub. Malusi the porn star. How's that, Mr. Schmangels?
You know, when we look at things very strategically, when you look at a brand overall, this is a brand waiting to happen. Could be, you know, Mr. Gigabyte.
Yeah.
I bring in such a big
Mr.
load.
Mr. Gigabyte returns.
It. Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's not get too creepy.
State of capture.
Yes.
Imagine the horrible.
I'll capture your mouth.
I'll capture your mouth.
That's what he wants.
Imagine. Imagine.
Capturing this in your mouth.
Oh. What was that noise? What was that noise?
That's me just suppressing.
All right. Romy Titus is coming up next. First, here's the unnews. Calls from Malusi Gigaba to step down are increasing, but obviously he's standing firm. For good reason, too. His popularity with younger voters has never been higher, and this is prompting the EFF to take action. They're just trying to work out who has the biggest dick so they can leak a video, but the search hasn't been fruitful just yet. Elon Musk is taking a break from Twitter. His late-night antics on Twitter continue to give shareholders unwanted stress and losses. He needs something to fill the void, though, so he's heading to chat rooms to catfish pedos in Thailand, pretending to be rescue divers. And finally, Real Madrid have fired their current manager after 173 days in charge. The team is experiencing a season that's so bad the players are actually having to be faithful to their wives and girlfriends because the groupies have well and truly dried up. So, heads simply had to roll. That's the unnews for this morning. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6, but do stick around because I'm going to be talking to Romy Titus. Cliffcentral.com.